mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are now into hour number two. Boy, if your station didn't carry the first hour, you really missed it. We covered a ton of news, a lot of great calls. Coming up in about 6-7 minutes, we're going to have an update on the Terry Schiavo Schindler case. The lady who's not in a coma, who the government's been trying to kill for years. A lot of evidence of foul play involved in how she got paralyzed to begin with. And this is a very serious issue, so a quick update on that. Then Paul Joseph Watson will join us from PrisonPlanet.com with a whole host of global and national issues. As we fight the New World Order, the controlled left and the controlled right, of course, wide open phones as well. The Red Cross fears U.S. is hiding detainees, the AP reports, families, children, you name it. Well, the government admitted 2 years ago in major publications they take people to third-party countries for torture, so we'll get into that. Also, Homeland Security admits that they do have plans to suspend the election. And you say, well, then why does it matter? I mean, if Bush and Kerry are cousins and they're both skull and bones and they both in reality have the same policies, just different rhetoric, different talk but the same actions, why does it matter? Because they want to get us used to martial law, used to not having elections, under this whole color-coded system. That's what all this is about. Introducing martial law and civil emergency is freedom. It's like Iraq. Our government appoints the government, appoints the Ba'ath Party with a new coalition of the communists. The communists and the Ba'athists is who our government's put in power. They appoint a new dictator, and he says, we're going to have martial law, and our liberal media hails that as freedom, along with the neocon, ultra-liberal media. The so-called conservative talk shows are the most liberal out there. So David in Illinois was coming to the fore and saying, you know, he sees that same preparation for fear and terrorism. It's going to happen. It's going to happen that we saw before 9/11. And unfortunately, I agree with him. But by speaking out and talking about who stands to gain from terrorism, who really gets power from it, who was behind it in 9/11, the military-industrial complex, by speaking out, we can back these people off. David, finish up what you were saying.
Oh, yeah, I would totally agree with that. It's like a bank is going to be robbed, and you go outside the bank, and you know, you're yelling, hey, the bank's going to be robbed. They're not going to go rob the bank. So,
well, what they'll do is they won't carry out the terror attack they were planning, or they won't bring out, you know, the bin Laden who died of kidney failure two and a half years ago. We got that from the White House, and now it's mainstream news. They might roll him out. They'll move off and do something else. Go ahead.
Yeah, the only other thing I have is another article I saw today. They kind of buried it in there, how the United Nations is helping Afghanistan organize their October 7th presidential election. It's under an article about U.S. seeks to protect Afghan elections, but, you know, they just buried it in a sentence that the United Nations is organizing the elections.
And again, they call it democracy over there when our government appointed Mohammad Karzai, who was the former VP at Unicol, their VP over Central Asian Affairs. Wasn't just a consultant, folks. He actually sat in a VP position, which they got about 15 of those, but I forget a whole bunch of them. But, it's so obvious. But, hey, here in our own country, I mean, these elections with these electronic voting machines are a joke.
Yeah, the electronic voting machines are one of the worst things I think I've ever seen in this country.
Well, how dare you ask for a paper trail or auditability or for transparency? I mean, we send our monitors to third world countries to watch them, and people get to watch the vote counting there, but not in America. Are you working with Al Qaeda or something?
Well, that's one reason why I think they would bring in Kerry is to sell the Diebold machines, the Diebold or whatever.
Oh, see, we can trust them. It put the Democrats in.
Yeah, because the Democrats are the ones making the most stink about it. So you bring in Kerry, and they're like, "Oh, I guess those machines are okay."
I guess those are pretty darn good.
Yeah. But thanks a lot, Alex.
Hey, good to hear from you. We'll be back with a guest, more of your calls, and a ton of vital news and information. You don't want to miss this hour. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
If you're not willing to die for something, folks, you're not really alive. If you're not willing to die for your children's freedom and liberty, if you're not willing to sacrifice, then you're not even a human being. You're an animal, folks. I mean, even animals, I shouldn't be mean to them, will defend their family. And the globalists, this global corporate crime syndicate, control the left and the right, and they're bringing in massive dehumanization. But we're about to cover that, then we'll get to your calls and got Paul Watson joining us. Just an announcement. A few months ago, we got a great affiliate up in Youngstown. And now another affiliate, this time in Ohio, in Canton, Ohio, WCER 900 AM, carries 3 hours of the show at night, the broadcast. So a lot of new great affiliates, powerful stations, because a lot of program directors and a lot of station owners have heard me on the air for years, have heard me lay out the facts, and have seen it all come true, and we're gaining mass acceptance, folks, with exposing the New World Order. And so we want to thank all the new affiliates that we've been getting on a weekly basis around the country, and all the glory goes to God. Also, again, I just have to mention this, that the number one song on the radio right now, a hip-hop song, asks why Bush knocked down the towers. And Clear Channel and others are trying to censor that. And you have to ask yourself, why? And why is the number one song saying this? In the country, folks, because hip-hop's number one, and It's the number one hip-hop song. Again, you can say the world's flat all day. We say it's round, and we're going to convince the planet of that. And to see more and more pop culture venues is becoming common knowledge. Again, I've done over 1,600 radio interviews. I haven't counted them up lately. A few months ago, it was 1,600. It's probably getting close to 1,650 here. I've done all these thousands of interviews, and maybe one caller out of 30 disagrees with me on liberal shows, conservative shows, as I lay out how the globalists carried out 9/11. Very, very serious. All right. The issue at hand right now, we'll have her with us for a few segments here, and we're honored to have her, is the president of Not Dead Yet, Diane Coleman, and they're a national group exposing some of the evils of the modern eugenics movement that we call bioethics. Evil always changes its name. And we've had the family on, we've had the lawyers on, we've probably done 15 shows on this, but not in months, because we've stalled them killing her for now. 17 national disability groups file in Bush versus Schiavo, and leading this coalition is Diane Coleman, with president of Not Dead Yet, and we have her press release on Infowars.com. So we've had Terry Schiavo's, Schindler's parents on, their lawyers, great folks. And so joining us is Diane Coleman, the head of Not Dead Yet, and it's good to have you on with us, Diane.
Thanks, Mr. Jones. It's nice to be here.
You bet. Just for those that don't know, most of the listeners do, probably a third of them don't, just in a nutshell, who is Terry Schiavo Schindler? Why is the case important, you know, this 10-plus year nightmare saga? And then tell us about this new coalition.
Well, Terry Schiavo is a woman with very significant brain injury, significant cognitive disabilities, who is in a facility in Florida, and there's a dispute between her family members about whether she should continue to have food and water, which is at this point provided by tube. That technically renders the food and water medical treatment. And her husband wants to remove her food and water, and her parents say that that's not what she would have wanted. And the point when you have a substitute decision maker, that's the thing, is they get to decide, because she didn't leave a living will or any document, and she did not choose who her decision maker would be if she became incapacitated.
Well, let me just say, I want to be kept alive. I want to be kept alive at all costs.
Now we know. I guess you've told a lot of people that way.
Yes.
In her case, she didn't. There's a quite a hotly disputed but small set of evidence about it. And what the disability community is saying, and this is the 17 organizations, and includes organizations like the ARC of the United States, which used to be known as the Association for Retarded Citizens. It includes the National Spinal Cord Injury Association. You know, many prominent groups, National Council on Independent Living, Self-Advocates Becoming Empowered, which is a group of people with primarily developmental disabilities. And what we're concerned about is that this decision could have an effect on anyone who is currently in guardianship or might ever be in guardianship, either due to having a cognitive disability they're born with, one they acquire through a brain injury, or one they acquire through a stroke or dementia, Alzheimer's. There's a lot of people that could be affected by the standards that are applied to a substitute decision maker.
And it's not just right to life groups that I commend and I agree with that are fighting this. It's also a lot of middle of the road groups. And I mean, we've posted the video of her following the balloon, laughing at her parents. We've interviewed the doctors who, you know, 5-6 years ago, before they stopped them, were able to feed her through her mouth. There's a lot of suspicious circumstances of, you know, how all this happened. I know that's all separate, but there's a lot to this. And are you familiar with people like David Wendland? And we've interviewed Wall Street Journal writers and others. There are actually people begging for food and water that signed away their rights in the past, and now they say, no, that's medical treatment, who are being dehydrated to death. Can you comment to that?
Well, as a matter of fact, we've heard anecdotally some of those same kinds of situations happening, with food and water being a key issue. And the idea that a person, no matter what their, you know, cognitive abilities are, can't say, I want food and water, is just so disturbing and shocking, and it shows how far things have gone in terms of the bioethics community. That's, I think, the mainstream bioethics community is really carrying out what we would call in the disability movement the philosophies of Peter Singer, professor at Princeton, who
wanna
believes
teleport.
That people with extreme or significant cognitive disabilities are not persons under the law, and that our constitutional rights could be taken away.
Well, I've got his quotes. I've read them. He told the governor's conference 3 years ago that babies are mackerel, old people are... he had a bunch of horrible terms. It was subhuman, cattle. It was the same as a cow. He had horrible terms for mentally retarded people. I mean, just amazing stuff.
Well, and the thing about the personhood issue, because that's where they're trying to really take away the rights of people with significant cognitive disabilities. And we feel that all human beings should have equal rights under the Constitution, both of the United States and
states. Diane Coleman, president of Not Dead Yet, we'll give your website out in a second. The average person you talk to laughs at you if you tell them that Wesley Smith at the Wall Street Journal has listed hundreds of people who are begging for food and water they've killed. I mean, I think there's a disconnect with the general public not realizing how bad it's gotten.
I think you're right, because the fact is that if the family members of Terry Schiavo did not disagree, then Terry Schiavo would already have been starved and dehydrated to death. And in fact...
they've already tried it 3 times.
Right, and in fact, this is happening every day already in one place or another in the country, and perhaps every state every day. There is not a method yet. The data is not being collected to show it, because when a person's death certificate is filled out after this happens to them, the cause of death is going to be listed as whatever their condition was, rather than the fact that they were starved and dehydrated to death. So the system is setting it up so that those of us who are concerned about how much this is happening can't get the information to even show that there's a problem. And
now,
yet the fact is there is a problem.
Now, if somebody was doing this to a suspected Al-Qaeda member, you would hear rightful howls of indignation. But it's done to innocent men and women and children, and the average person, again, as you said so eloquently, isn't even aware this is going on. And people say, how did this happen in Germany? Because this is how it all started in Germany, folks. The sick, the infirm, they called them idiots, whatever. This is how it started in the early 30s, as soon as the Fuhrer got in, using some American models, which they even use as a Nuremberg defense, successfully in some cases. People say, well, the Germans had to know. No, they didn't know, because the media didn't tell them. Go ahead.
Well, this is what is happening here is an abuse of the right to refuse treatment. That right is a constitutional right of the individual, and people have the right to refuse treatment in the here and now themselves, or even by a living will or other, clear and convincing evidence of what they really wanted. But that's not what we're talking about in the Terry Schiavo case and so many of these other cases where the individual is not able to express their wishes and they depend on some other person, a family member, or even in many cases, I'm scared to say, the public guardian, to make these decisions. And these decisions are being made without adequate evidence of what the person would want. And really, people are substituting their own judgment about what the quality of life of that person is. They may say, oh, I would never want to live like that, and use that as a basis to take away someone's food and water. And that's what we're scared about. The disability community is very, very sensitive to the fact that the healthcare system and society at large
don't
want to pay.
What we'll do to the least of us will end up happening to all of us, and a society is judged in history by how it treats the weakest members. And I would also add, folks, that there is no more painful form of death than dehydration. We've had medical doctors on. It is, let's talk about that when we get back in the final segment. With the president of Not Dead Yet, Diane Coleman. We'll give out our website as well when we get back. Then your calls and a bunch of other news. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space, just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barley grass, sprouting, herb and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
Think about a society every day that we know of killing people who are conscious. The eugenics boards, known as bioethics boards, controlled, financed, underwritten by the HMOs. A lot of greedy yuppies, I hear them on talk radio. Yeah, get rid of these old people. You fools! You could have a stroke today at 25, a heart attack at 30, cancer at 10. You could break your neck falling downstairs, God forbid. And then where are you going to be? You can say, well, I wouldn't want to be alive if that happens. Oh, yeah. Imagine being helpless and knowing that there's medical developments that can fix you. You know, my uncle was in a coma for 6 weeks when he had a motorcycle accident. Now he's got two children, happily married, a ranch foreman, completely happy, and they didn't unplug him for those 6 weeks when he finally came out of that coma and had to relearn everything. He was totally retarded. And now he's, you know, 50-something years old with all these great children, my father's brother, little brother. Now, we're almost out of time with our guests, and I've been jumping all over just because I get so upset about this, and I really appreciate Diane Coleman, president of Not Dead Yet. Diane, give us your website and how folks get involved, and then what this means to have 17 national disability groups file in Bush versus Schiavo case.
Well, our website is www.notdeadyet.org. All one word. And, you know, what's really been so disturbing to us is that, you know, this is the third time we've filed a large coalition-based amicus brief from the disability community, a disability brief, in this case, not to mention some other cases. And it's so disturbing that the mainstream media, typically, be they right-wing or left-wing, have ignored our involvement in the case. But the fact is, and you were just mentioning, if something happens to you, it could be you. And what we're saying is, guess what? It is us. This is about us. And we know that the system, we're like the canaries in the coal mine. We're right there on the front lines of the healthcare system. We know it doesn't respect us. We know we can't trust it. We know we need to have constitutional rights to deal with some of the violations that are already going on. And we're really demanding now that our concerns about these cases be given due attention and respect by the courts.
Well, we've got to do it. And again, folks, in every case when this happens, I mean, you've got tyranny, and, you know, I call it the elite media, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrat media, they don't get into these real issues, or they pay it lip service. And, oh, somebody has a right to be out of pain or a right to die. We're not talking about that. We mean the government killing you or your own family being able to do it because they want your money. Where is Terry's case right now? I know that we fought three separate times now when they've unplugged her, and she fights for weeks without water, anything, and then comes back. But where is she right now?
There are two separate cases still going on. The guardianship case, where she is still being denied her right to rehabilitation, and her rehab money from the malpractice lawsuit's been spent on lawyers to get the right to pull her feeding tube that the husband is trying to seek. And then on the other hand is there's Terry's Law Number One, which is the one that got her feeding tube reinserted last fall, and the Michael Schiavo is trying to get that law declared unconstitutional. And that's a case of Schiavo versus Governor Bush and the legislature who passed that law. So
well, how can folks,
we're in right now.
How can folks help sway the court of public opinion? I mean, this guy is a demonic hobgoblin, to use theatrical terms. I mean, he won't even let her, for what, 6 years, brush her teeth. Folks, this woman is being tortured. How do we get him to lose custody?
That is a really good question. And I think really the public, through the press in Florida especially, needs to hear from people that they're concerned about the, you know, abuse of this woman that has taken place in guardianship. The idea that someone who wants her dead has guardianship instead of the parents who want to take care of her and are with her, the fact that they don't have guardianship is an outrage.
All right, give us the website for Not Dead Yet.
www.notdeadyet.org. And to get more facts about the case, www.terriesfight.org.
Absolutely, terriesfight.org or notdeadyet.org as well?
Yes.
All right, well, Diane Coleman, it's good to have this big coalition together. It is major news, but notice that I had to get this from your own press release.
Well, we're glad you noticed, that's for sure.
Well, we're glad a listener didn't send it to us. Thank you for coming on, and Godspeed, Diane. You're doing good work.
Thank you.
You bet. We'll be back with Paul Watson. Immediately, we'll go to your calls and much more. Stay with us. The transmission against tyranny shall continue. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, coming up in a few minutes, we'll be talking to Paul Watson and taking your calls for those of you that have been patiently holding. Of course, we'll get into the open discussion of suspending the election and martial law. In years past, you'd have to tune into a show like this to hear about how they were constructing the mechanisms to carry this out, and then magically now they're announcing it. So we'll get into that in just a whole plethora of news with Paul Watson, our webmaster and resident scholar at the PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv websites. But I wanted to get this guy up on the show because he's been a sponsor for a couple months, and I like to do this sometimes because, they've been around for decades and are a great company. They're Ready Reserve Foods, and they've gained the reputation for providing virtually the finest dehydrated storable foods available. Perhaps that's why they are the oldest continually operated dehydrated food company in the United States. Food units need no refrigeration because they are nitrogen-packed, with vastly extends their shelf life. The food units are compact and can be customized to fit your individual needs. Get a deluxe 3 months food supply for one adult, normally $4.98 for half price, by calling 1-800-453-2202 or visit their website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. If you have been procrastinating because you don't know where to begin, call Ready Reserve Foods and ask for their free emergency preparedness checklist, or call and get the deluxe 3 month food supply, nitrogen packed storable food, for half price for only $2.49. Folks, when I go to the grocery store, I mean, twice a week, I spend $150, $200 each time. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And these are high-quality storable foods. I have some storable foods. I have a little bit of gold. I have a few firearms. I mean, this is just basic stuff. The government has giant bunkers, years of food, underground reservoirs. That's normal for them, though. But for you, you're not supposed to do that. It's something that's important, that lasts for a decade. You need to get it. And it is just a basic insurance policy. And to spend a few minutes with us is Dave Shibley, and the owner of Ready Reserve Foods. And Dave, it's good to have you on with us, my friend.
Alex, how are you doing today?
You bet. Tell us a little bit about your company, longest running, continually running in the country, not a fly-by-night operation, and why you think folks should have some storable foods.
Well, we've been in continuous operation for 33 years now. And like a lot of the companies that came and went with Y2K, we have folks call us that bought from these companies that are now defunct. They're looking for them because they're having problems with their food. But we try to answer their questions. We're still here. But the whole idea of preparedness, of just listening to your show, the threats that are out there, but it only makes good sense now to be prepared. One little glitch in the supply chain, and everybody could be without for a long period of time. One good terrorist attack, and they're talking about that and delaying the elections. Everything will have to be shut down, grind to a halt while they take stock of the damage and maybe to thwart any more.
Especially if there's a smallpox attack, that will cause at least regional panic, bedlam, and we're not like the hardy folks even in the cities in the Depression that knew how to have a garden and who had morals. I mean, these Lexus-driving yuppies will turn into savage beasts like they did in Argentina 3 years ago.
Yeah, you ought to live here in Southern California. That's a fright for me, too. I think about that all the time. But if you look at the dynamics of, say, there is an anthrax attack, even regionally, the system will come to a complete halt. Where are all the truck drivers going to go? They're all going to go home. They're not going to stick around for this. So the system in your regional area will quit. The stores will empty out in a matter of a few hours, and you will.
This just happened with a IMF-induced, we have their own documents, depression in Argentina. A depression can do this.
Exactly. Now, I just emailed you last week some pictures of my little visit to Hoover Dam. Did you get them?
Yes, I did. And tell folks about that.
Well, I've sent the pictures to Alex. The West is running out of water. There is an unbelievable crisis, and the authorities aren't talking about it in water, and Alex will support me on this. Hoover Dam, if you fell off the dam into the water now, the fall to the water normally would have been about 20 feet. Now it's probably about 150 feet. The fall might even kill you. The dam is the lake is over half empty. My family and I went through the tour on the dam, and they were telling us that in two more years of the present situation of this 10-year drought, Lake Powell, which is a monster lake further upstream, will be empty. Well, the West is literally running out of water. I travel through the state. All of our reservoirs are way down. And the day is quickly approaching when there will be a moratorium on construction here in Southern California and water rationing. Well, when that happens, it will send economic reverberations all the way across this country and around the world. California is the sixth largest economy in the world.
Well, I just want to point out that regardless of the climate stuff or anything, we are entering a time of intensified crisis, and I told everybody that I thought Y2K by 6 months in was a government fraud, an excuse to put in command bunkers. I'm on record saying that. But the stuff that's happening now is real, folks, and it's just a good insurance policy. I have storable foods. I have a six-month supply, and I'm thinking about expanding it. And Ready Reserve Foods is a preeminent name out there. I plan to get some from them. We all need to stop procrastinating. There's a lot of reasons to do this. And then in a couple of years, if we're in the big crisis, and we hope there isn't, you can eat your food. You can, you know, it's good food. Just real quick, tell folks a little bit about the food and then the phone number to call.
All right. The food is high-quality dehydrated food. It's normal foods that have been dehydrated down to where the moisture has been removed. Not, in some instances, not all of it completely, because you can dry some foods too far. And that's where our 33 years of experience come from, is where to get the food, how to get them dried, and what quantities to put certain ingredients in.
And by the way, your stuff's all American.
Every product that we sell is from the United States, except for the bananas. We have to get the bananas out of the Philippine Islands. We don't grow bananas in this country. And on a rare occasion, the wheat will come from Canada. Other than that, a little side point, we cannot find celery, dried celery, in this country. It's starting to come from China. We won't sell it now. Everything seems to be, now our food is coming, our survival food is coming from China. It's really tearing us up.
Well, tell folks about the special, and let's give them the number.
Okay, for the remainder of this month, the 3-month supply for one adult is literally half price. Alex has told you about that. You can contact us at 800-453-2202. Another point I'd like to make is businesses and brokers and companies we've done business with for decades now are gone. They've been gobbled up, spun off, literally are defunct. Brokers are out of business. It's getting harder and harder to fulfill. So the key to this whole thing is preparedness. If you're going to do this, which we strongly urge, because the threats out there are real, is to get it done now. Because any of these threats can lock the country up, and you can go without. And
well, I mean, when we have a tornado and people run out to buy, or a snowstorm, I remember growing up in Dallas, it would be a little bit of a snowstorm, and you'd go to try to buy milk, anything, for 2 or 3 days, there'd be nothing. It's just common sense, folks. Give them a call. And again, that toll-free number, 800-453-2202, 800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods, or ReadyReserveFoods.com. We have a banner at the bottom of Infowars.com. Over to them, and it's something you need to do. Dave, thank you so much for your sponsorship and your great products, and God bless you.
Same to you, Alex.
You bet. Take care. Folks, that's 800-453-2202, 800-453-2202. Just give them a call. They'll answer your questions. They're great, great folks. Okay, I appreciate everybody holding. That's an important issue we just covered, and we rarely do it. Let's go to Paul Watson, who's waiting in the wings patiently, and then to your calls. Paul, there's a lot to cover today. I want to go right into calls. But first off, the next hour and 16, 17 minutes we've got left in this global broadcast, what are we going to cover?
Well, the only two things on my agenda, and then, you know, whatever you other callers throw up, are the fear-mongering surrounding the possible cancellation or delay of the election, and the questions as to why the New York Times and others have started to seriously discuss the Bilderberg Group and the fact that it has influence over American politics. So those two issues alone.
You know, that's incredible. And we have that New York Times article, what you reposted it again yesterday from last Wednesday. We ought to post that in the Bilderberg section so we don't lose it, you know, into the labyrinthine archive itself, where they just come out and go, yeah, the Bilderberg Group, who really runs things, Global Elite, the headline even was talking about it. And yeah, well, they thought Edwards was good, so they called Kerry up and said, we want him, and he was picked. I mean, just a few years ago, 3 years ago, I was attacked viciously by the New York Times Book Review saying Mr. Jones believes in the Bilderberg Group. I mean, I was a lunatic. Paul, comments?
Well, yeah, the question is, I mean, why are they talking about it now? And on one level, it is because the credibility of the alternative media has risen in the last few years, ostensibly because, you know, we've made the predictions and assertions which have later actually happened, coupled with the fact that governments are getting worse and worse at covering up lies because, you know, in this new technological age where information and outlets of information are far more plentiful and faster, that has caused some mainstream journalists who are actually, you know, doing their job, doing the investigations, to borrow from us the conclusions we make and then print them in their newspapers.
Well, they've got to answer us and they've got to counter us. I mean, when my websites get tens of millions of visitors a month, and there's websites out there that are a lot better than ours, Paul, when the TV and the newspapers have lost 45% of their audience, they're in panic mode, Paul.
Well, they are, and I mean, these other websites that are bigger than ours do. I mean, I track this every day, and they do. The nice term is borrow from us because, you know, everything that we highlight, they seem to highlight, which is fine. It'd be nice if we got some credit, as he said earlier. But at least, you know, they're not just taking our words and twisting them to make us look like kooks, as was the more established tactic. So, you know, fair-minded journalists are researching our claims, finding them to be accurate and including them in their articles. And, I mean, that's one level. But, I mean, the question is, why are the editors of these newspapers, many of which are, you know, Bilderberg members themselves, and supposedly sworn to secrecy, why are they choosing to print those articles in higher and higher volumes?
Well, they said it 5 years ago. We started seeing their own, you know, intramural reports where they would say, look, they're on to our New World Order. We keep stonewalling it. It really hurts us. We've got to put a spin on it.
Well, yes, because, I mean, they know that if the general populace is aware of the information, and, you know, they are to an increasing degree through our work and the work of others, then if the mainstream then ignores that information, it will make the general population more suspicious of the motives of both media and government. So, as he said, it's better for them to put it out in the open and then absolve themselves of the charge of cover-up, which is why when you see a Skull and Bones piece, which we see almost every other month on the mainstream TV networks, the anchor will use the somewhat sophisticated tactic of asking, you know, if this is all so secretive, then why are you being allowed to talk about it on television in front of millions of people? So if people become familiar with a concept, even one such as the New York Times admitted 2 days ago, you know, Bilderberg's agenda is to create world government.
That's right, a new article, it's a second article.
Yeah, the first one included two paragraphs on the Edwards selection. The second article was a full length, solely about Bilderberg. But, I mean, if that's in the New York Times, then any possible dark motives behind it lessen in impact if that reader, that general, you know, dumbed-down slave, has familiarized themselves with the idea. I mean, it's just like we see stories every day of outlandish police state or Big Brother activities, but because we are, you know, so submerged in this every day, we will sometimes gloss over certain things because we're conditioned to bypass what we're already familiar with.
Oh, all the time now. I mean, they come out and say, we're going to put the chips in the school children. It's going to happen. We don't even cover it. It's like, oh, well, we already heard that, you know, 8 years ago. Let's take a few calls here. Perry hung up. You were up next, Perry. Mike in Ohio, then Carson, Cliff. Oh, Mike hung up, too. Sorry, folks. Carson in Colorado. Go ahead, Carson.
Hi, Alex. Great segment with the previous guest. That's real important. You got to be a miracle worker in some ways. I'm not going to stroke the host here, but it is truly overwhelming, and I want to commend everyone in the backstage, as it were, who probably put in some pretty phenomenal hours, don't they?
Well, we all work pretty hard. I mean, the problem is there's so much evil we can't even cover it all.
Right.
And frankly, I get, you know, what they call, you know, tyranny exhaustion. I mean, most of the time, I don't even want to cover all this evil. I don't even want to, I'm so sick of focusing on it. I'm just like, ugh, it's horrible, people.
Well, I even love your rants. You know, a lot of us who really care about you. There's a lot of active duty military guys, by the way. I'm down right down here in the belly of the beast in Northcom. And there's a lot of active duty guys, both EM and younger officers who are just, they're not just scared to death. They are getting very angry, and maybe we could, you know, you might want to, I don't know how to do this, but some of them would be willing to be interviewed if we could screen their voice a little bit. But regardless, that's not why I called.
Unfortunately, sir, I can't have anybody on with a security clearance.
I understand.
And violate a national security paper.
I understand
but,
that.
But, I mean, we already know all the globalist activities because of the formations.
Exactly.
I mean, you can look at the threat assessment of the globalists. I mean, you can look at their chessboard. You can see exactly what they're doing. But go ahead.
Well, we are making headway, and I want to also commend your listenership for the incredible response early this spring when the Pentagon was forced to cancel the agreement with Accenture out of Bermuda to form the residue of the accounting firm behind Enron that was going to organize, institute, and operate the Pentagon's overseas voting program for American civilian workers and military. Within 10 days, that entire program collapsed.
Well, that's their biggest problem, is so many of their bodies are very shady and have a lot of their people being indicted, so it's hard for them to people their mechanisms with criminals. You say folks at Northcom are concerned and angry and afraid. I mean, you guys and gals listen to the show. What do you think of what we're laying out here?
Well, are you asking them or are you asking me, Alex?
Well, I mean, you say you talk to them.
I talk to them on a daily basis.
And what are they telling you?
They're afraid to talk. Some of them I socialize with. We hunt, we camp, we fish, we shoot bows and arrows. They can't wait to get out, and they're afraid to death that they're not going to be able to get out. A lot of these guys went in, you know, starry-eyed. You're young. They're patriotic in the old sense, in the best sense.
Tell you what, stay there, Carson. We'll talk more about it with Paul Watson. When we get back, we'll then talk to Cliff and Kara and everybody else. Wide open phones, a ton of news in the next hour and 10 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Don't forget the website, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, Carson in Colorado. So when you talk to folks that are there at the military dictatorship command base at NORTHCOM, and they've got their head General Eberhardt spouting off about the Pentagon watching the people, and you know, martial law, you know, being a good thing. I mean, you're out hunting and camping with them. I mean, do they say why they're concerned, why they want out? His phone just dropped. Well, I wonder. I wanted to hear more about that from Carson in Colorado. We'll see if we can get back in. Paul, we get these emails, these calls. I talk to military people all the time. I mean, they more than anybody, if they're in these command and control sectors, know that we're just laying out the facts.
Well, yeah, that's the key cornerstone. You know, people within the power structure, that's the key cornerstone of where it begins to crumble, which is why we've seen over the past couple of years an increasing amount of whistleblowers from within government and other establishments coming out and saying the same things that we are, because, you know, just like everyone else, they're waking up to it. I mean, journalists who turned their noses up at Bilderberg a couple of years ago are now writing serious articles about it, so that can only be a good thing.
We're forcing them to debate with us, and not just Stonewall, and it's amazing. Let's talk to Cliff in Virginia. Cliff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How you doing, Alex?
Good.
It was kind of a response to Mr. Ike's interview yesterday, which I really enjoyed that show, to where you and he were kindly at odds about the New World Order against Christians. And I just wonder, I got two questions and a quick comment for you I'd like to get your thoughts on. And one is, do you know who Stephen Ames is? And number two is, do you know if he ever got his children back?
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
Well, he was arrested in 1995 in the state of Pennsylvania, he and his wife, for reading the Constitution and the Bible to their children.
Well, I've seen similar cases where they call that abuse, and I'm not kidding, folks. And now in Europe, and they've passed laws in places like Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Last year, Mark Schweiker, the Republican governor, that reading passages from the Old Testament criticizing homosexuality can get you arrested or fined. And folks, whatever happened to the First Amendment here? Paul Watson, comments?
Well, yeah, you guessed that you had on a couple of years ago, Robin Page, who was arrested for making statements saying that farmers should get the same rights as immigrants and homosexuals. It's the same thing. The whole movement of hate crime is not designed to protect the individual. It's designed to persecute the majority, which is exactly what it's done.
Yeah, well, there case there against Mr. Ames and his wife was the fact that they said that the government, the state of Pennsylvania, said that they were reading anti-government booklets to include the Constitution.
Well, I know they have TV shows like Judging Amy, where almost every episode I've seen is where they're arresting evil homeschooling parents because they believe in a new world order and teach their children this hatred.
Yeah, because the comment I was getting from the attorney of this for the government, Leslie Bryden, stated in open court, said that the parents, Mr. Ames and his wife, still believe that the Constitution was relevant, and reading the Bible to their children and the Constitution was a danger to them, and that the parents in so doing this had to be mentally ill because they were reading the Bible and Constitution without having any type of training to do so.
Well, they've been major Department of Education meetings back in the 60s where similar things were said, and that's been published, and I appreciate the call. It sounds crazy, folks, but it's true. Carson got back in. We'll go back to him when we come back in the next hour. Then Kara, Cliff, Andrea, Bernard, and Kara, and many, many others. We have several Karas. It's interesting. But before I end this hour, just in the next 30 seconds, sign up if you're online at prisonplanet.tv for all my videos, weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of text reports, best audio interviews, prisonplanet.tv, folks, or go to infowars.com or prisonplanet.com to get my videos, VHS or DVD format, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. The third and final hour on this Tuesday edition is straight ahead. Stay with us. Terror.